And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. And authorities in Huron County responded to a structure fire early Sunday morning in the Caseville area. At around 1 a.m. on April 19th, the Caseville Fire Department and Windsor Township Fire Department were dispatched to a reported fire already in progress. Shure Ambulance Service was also sent to the scene to provide standby medical support. Fire crews arrived to find a large storage pole barn measuring approximately 40 by 80 feet fully engulfed in flames. Due to the intensity of the fire, additional mutual aid was requested from the Fairhaven Township Fire Department and Port Austin Fire Department. The Bad Axe Fire Department also responded, bringing the county air trailer to supply breathing air for the roughly 35 firefighters working on the scene. Utility crews were called in to manage hazards, with DTE Energy addressing damaged power lines, while Consumers Energy shut off gas service until the area could be fully secured. Despite the challenging conditions, all firefighters were able to clear the scene without injury. The structure and its contents were declared a total loss, and officials say the property owner did have insurance coverage. An excavator was brought in around 3 a.m. to assist with overhaul operations due to the collapse of the building and lingering heat within the debris. Duffy's Excavating Services responded to this request. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, but more information will be released as it is available. Thumb Broadcasting would like to thank Mr. Willenberg of Caseville Fire Department for the time he took out of his day to provide us information on the incident, as well as every first responder and auxiliary unit that works tirelessly day in and day out to keep our community safe and habitable. And the Drug Enforcement Agency, also known as the DEA, is coordinating a National Take Back Day on April 25th in the Thumb and other parts of the state. Unused prescription medication in cabinets and around the house are easily stolen, misplaced, or lost. To help prevent that, law enforcement agencies will be participating in host take back events. The drug disposal campaign keeps drugs out of landfills, water ecosystems, and also protects against theft or abuse by providing a safe and secure disposal method. In several communities, residents don't have to wait for special times of the year to drop off unwanted prescriptions, as some communities have a red container to collect unwanted medicine. However, these red barrels do not collect syringes, liquids, inhalers, or patches. The dropped-off medication is turned over to the DEA for their disposal. And because technology keeps changing, ordinances do need to keep pace, and Speaker Township is in the process of doing just that. The Planning Commission will conduct a special meeting at 6:30 Tuesday, April 28th. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 7630 North Brockway Road in Melvin, is to review several proposed ordinances. One of the ordinances is about cryptocurrency data mining facilities. These kinds of facilities are specialized, high-density data centers containing thousands of computers designed to validate transactions and secure networks like Bitcoin. Those facilities require massive amounts of electricity, so they are usually put in repurposed, abandoned industrial sites and are strategically located near cheap energy sources. Some of the ordinances to be reviewed are also regarding data centers, which includes artificial intelligence, residential battery storage, container storage buildings, and the Village of Melvin's master plan. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.